Happily, I forgive myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Happily, I forgive myself. What a wonderful ability I have to look at my life and release the experiences that go on in my life and take the experiences that are happy experiences and let them be a joy in my life, and the experiences that were not so happy, just let them be, let them pass, and forget them and forgive them. We all will do things in our life that are both happy and sad. We will all have continuously experiences in our life that will make us feel great and make us feel not so great. And if we dwell upon the experiences that make us feel not so great, we empower them to be relived again and again and again. And if we relive our experiences again and again and again, what we are doing is we are saying we are not very happy with our life. Now, I'm happy with my life. Are you happy with your life? I'm happy with my life. I enjoy my life. I enjoy the things that I do, and I enjoy the person that I am. I enjoy the person that I am. The person that I am is a nice person. The person that I am is a happy person. The person that I am is a wonderful person. Yes, this is a thought for today, and this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with that thought for today. And I speak that thought for today, and I live that thought for today, and every thought for today that I give, it's right from my heart. It's right from the depth of my soul. It's right from the depth of my being, and it is a today thought. I may refer to experiences of the past, but I refer to them as joyous experiences because they flit past my memory every once in a while. They come into my consciousness every once in a while. And I remember some things that I did that were kind of exciting and almost violating everything that I was thinking about, but never really being that way, always being ideal. And because I allow myself to dwell upon these things that are always being ideal in me, that's what makes up my nature. That's what makes up my character. That's what makes up me. What makes up me is who I am, what I am, what I think about, what I dwell on in my thoughts, what I dwell on in my attitudes about myself and other people in my world. Now, a good illustration of who I am and how I happily forgive myself, a good illustration of that is when I look at other people, do I see other people needing improvement? Do I see other people needing to change their ways from the ways that they are living to a better way? Do I look at the world around me and see people and say to myself, oh my goodness, that's terrible. Oh my goodness, I don't want to associate with a person like that. I don't want that in my... Do I think those sorts of thoughts? No way. Because whoever I am is the kind of person that I see around me. And if I am a loving, unconditionally loving person without any condition, without any judgment, without any limitation whatsoever, if I am that kind of person and I look around me, what do I see? I see unconditionally loving people. I see unconditionally loving people who are fabulous and joyous and wonderful and marvelous and good. Oh, yes. And, you know, sometimes those people get upset with me. Don't you see that I have a problem? And I say, no, I only see you whole and pure. I only see you out of the pureness of myself. And if I see you not happy, not good, not everything, then that's me. And I don't want to think that way. I don't want to live that way. I don't want to be that way. I am not that way. And so, therefore, when I look at you, I see a beautiful person. When I look at you, I see God expressing itself as the allness that God is in each of us. I see you as a revealed, spiritually illumined being, just like I am. I see you as a delightful soul, just like I am. I see you as a happy, happy, happy heart. And everybody in your world is happy. And I see all your experiences happy. And I see everything that you are happy. And you know, with this way of thinking, with this way of living, this way of being, which is my eternal way of being, there's nothing to forgive. There's nothing to be unhappy with in the past. Because there's nothing to be unhappy with in the present. I live now. And there's nothing now to be unhappy about, nothing to forgive myself about, nothing to be disapprove of whatsoever in my present, in my now. I live in such a glorious, wonderful, fabulous, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious world. It is just something magnificent. Yes, all of the songs come to my heart. All of the songs up in the morning, out on the job. All the songs come to my heart. Oh, I look at the world around me and I say, what a beautiful morning. What a beautiful day. I look at the people and I see the smiles in their face. Yes, I do. They may have a little bit of a frown, but I don't see them. They may have a little bit of a concern, and I don't see that. Good morning, world. I love you. Good morning, world. You're wonderful. Good morning. That's a thought just crossed my mind. If I were to say to every person in my world, including myself, good morning, God. How are you today? And I don't want the report of God's health because there's no report of it. How are you today? I am supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and I'm happy and I'm doing everything that makes me happy. Morning, God. Morning, God. Morning, God. Morning, God. I don't have to say it out loud. I can. But when I say this to myself and to my world and to the people who populate my world, the people who I've given residence in my world, these are the people who are my reflection. These are the people who I am, and I say to them, good morning, God. And I may have said it under my breath, you know, under my tone, and they look up at me and, well, isn't that a nice person? That person thinks I'm wonderful. Their smile at me must... They think I'm wonderful because they're smiling at me. They think I'm wonderful because they're thinking good thoughts about me. Hey, what are you thinking about me? Well, I think that you're God. Oh, well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. How would I, as God, respond under any circumstance in life? Well, how I would, God, as God, would respond under any circumstance in life, you can be sure. It is good and very good. How I would respond as God under any circumstance. Because that's who I am. That's who I am. I am the allness, the isness. That's who I am. And people who listen to these talks and these tapes and these illustrations that I give, you're not unusual. Jesus said, the Father is within you. Now, if I call myself a Christian, then I have to say God is in me. And if God is in me, then I must be God. And oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. How about that? The Hindus go around calling everybody God. Well, how smart they are. How wise they are. Yes. The Jews, they had the statement from early in the Bible, ye are God. Can you be any less? We all live in our wonderful awareness that we are God, but sometimes we forget. I don't. I remember all the time that I am God, and I remember all the time. since I am God, not if, since I am God, I can only see everyone in my world as God. Now, illustration, if, as we say, God created the world 7 days and the earth and all that jazz. Okay, did God see his creation good or bad? He looked at man and he said, it is good and very good. He looked at his creation, he says, it's good and very good. And can we do any less? As we create our day, and we do create our day. As we create our environment, and we do, every bit of our environment. And we create the people in our world. Oh, how fortunate they are. How fortunate people are to be in my world. Because I, as God, see them as God and see them wonderful. Now, how fortunate I am to be in the world of others where they perceive me as being and as being God. No more, no less, all. Yes. Whatever I perceive the world today, whatever I conceive the world today, however I believe the world today, so it is and so it always will be. And so, however I perceive the world, it perceives me. Because I am its reflection and it is my reflection. And as a reflection of one another, we have nothing to forgive. We have only to live, only to love, only to be. And as we are living, loving, and being, how glorious it is and how fabulous it is. How exciting it is and how rewarding it is. And how true it is. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Happily, I forgive myself. But I have nothing to forgive. All I do is say, I like me, I like me, I like me. All I do is say, I like my creation. Ooh-wee. I look around and I say, what a great creation this is that I have brought forth on this planet Earth. How great. And every moment I'm bringing forth a new creation because I see it new. Every moment I look around me and I see everybody new. I look at you. You, whoever you may be, and you are in the billions of people on earth. Every moment I look at you, I see a new you from a new me, and you are the ideal, and I am the ideal. Go forth in this awareness as I do, and say to yourself, in all glory and happiness, how great it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.